Hello. In this video, we're going to show you just how easy it is to get the Perfview tool off the internet. The first step is to launch Internet Explorer and then go to a web search bar and type Perfview. Among the top entries, you'll find this one, the Download Perfview from the Microsoft Download Center. So click on that and click on this download button. You can see that it's 6.6 megs. It's downloaded it, so now it wants me, and go ahead and open it. And you'll see what you've opened is a zip file. And you can see that inside the zip file is a single executable. So just grab a hold of it and drag it to your machine. And it's warning you that you're taking something off the internet. And you can say that's okay. You expected to do this. And it's now copying it to, in this case, my desktop. And you can see it's now there. And so I'm done. I've basically installed Perfview. At this point, it's ready to launch. It's just that easy. So let's go ahead and launch it. There's one more thing that it's going to do. Because this thing came off the internet, the operating system is smart enough to know that maybe this is dangerous. And so it's showing you that it is, in fact, signed by Microsoft. So you can see the publisher is Microsoft Corporation. So you have confidence that this is something that won't corrupt your system. So we can go ahead and say run. And it's running the program. The very first time you run the program, it has a licensing agreement, and you can see that it's a very, you can read it, of course, but it's a very lax licensing agreement. If you have Windows, you're allowed to run it, and you can, it's fine. And then you're running the application. At this point, you're ready to do any of the other tutorials in the series. But I do recommend that you start by reading this page. That's the whole point of this welcome page. And it will tell you that maybe you should be watching these videos. And so here is a page that sort of shows you all the videos you can run. Or you can click on this link to run the tutorial that's in the text-based help. So I do recommend that you do one of those two things as your next step.